Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Many famous seals over the years.
That's right.
We've had singers named Seal.
Oh, yeah.
We've had songs about seals. Oh, Alex the Seal, that one of my favourites. But yeah. Now there's another famous seal that's making headlines, Hutsy.
Yeah, we're usually used to Johnson, the resident seal, in the rumour, but there's one seal which maybe has worn out his welcome just a little bit in a coastal town in Tassie. Neil the Seal.
Neil the Seal.
Yeah.
It rhymes, so it must be true.
It's perfect. Been there for about 6 months or so now. They've sort of had moments where they've tried to move him on a little bit, but he's become part of the community now. But I'll tell you what, I'll introduce you to Neil the Seal.
Meet Neil the Seal, an 18-month-old elephant seal a long way from home. Neil has been hanging around the streets of Clifton Beach for 6 weeks.
So that's pretty much what I wake up to every morning.
The Department of Wildlife tried to move him, but when they left, he came back.
That's right. He saw a little gap in the mark and went, oh, Neil's back, baby.
Were they actually playing Kiss from a Rose to him? Because maybe that's what's lured Neil in. You're playing Seal. He's like, oh, maybe that's the sound of a mate. I don't know.
I know. Checkmate with that one. But yeah, he's been there for 6 weeks or so. The locals sort of can tolerate. They do like him, but he's getting to be a little bit of a pest times because he's just sort of like, the public are interested. Like, oh, a lovely looking thing. But it's like, no, you got to keep your distance with him as well.
Well, they can get a bit angry. Like that. Yeah. The one in Marimbula sometimes, he's been known to sort of, you know, arc up at local tourists that get a little bit too close. I think the locals know to stay away, but visitors get a little too close trying
Neil,
to snap him.
He's fairly placid, but he has his moments where he gets a little bit too excited and causes a bit of a ruckus in the community.
We came out one morning and found Neil slamming himself up against the car.
Neil bummed it with so much force, it left a dent.
Oh, my God.
Try explaining that to an insurer.
What happened to the car? Let me know what happened. Well, Seal actually banged up against it and caused all the damage.
You take it to a panel beater. Oh, what happened here? Did you run into someone? Nah. A seal was trying to mate with my Kia.
Yeah. Good luck explaining that one. They even had to put witches' hats around him at times because he just sort of just flops out on the road.
Yeah, right.
So they put witches' hats around him just so cars and things can sort of go, all right, here he is. Let's stay away from him. He starts playing with the witches' hats. He loves
color
red and just starts thinking it's a big game. Just
balances on him, on his nose sort of thing.
Yeah, so he has caused a bit of a problem over the time he's been there. They're sort of like, they've called the wildlife authorities and stuff. Going, all right, can we try and get him out? It's like, well, we could, but just let nature take its course because as it turns out, you know, maybe romance might be the thing finally soon to sort of, you know, get him away from the area.
Okay.
Neil might start to head towards Macquarie Island at around September and November where the breeding season would start, where over 80,000 elephant seals will join him and have a good time.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so they're sort of hoping that maybe love will sort of take him away, you know. But I guess, yeah, we'll see how that one works out. You may just want to brush up on his skills when it comes to his dating profile, though. If he gets on Plenty of Fish and lists some of his hobbies as, you know, lifting cars and knocking over some cones early in the morning, you might get him with the wrong crowd.
I was going to say, if he gets onto Plenty of Fish, he probably thinks it's a food delivery site or something.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Appointment yesterday at the dentist. Some
always
jobs,
fun.
Yeah, always fun. Not too bad. The checkup and clean, everything's okay. I'd need to get a filling, though, I think, in one of the wisdom teeth. So.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, it's just like, it sort of gave me the option. He was like, oh, you know, you can come back in it. Obviously, that had a bit of a tight schedule yesterday, so I didn't really have the time to fix it up. He's like, you can come back. And we can either put a filling in it. He's like, if you brush your teeth really well, it shouldn't be a problem. I'm like, I thought I did. I said, but apparently there's a thing. He goes, well, sometimes it can actually be the skin from your gums like hanging over it when a wisdom tooth comes through that prevents you from cleaning it properly. You think you're cleaning it. And I'm like,
do you have an electric toothbrush or
do
you do it manually?
Right. No. Electric one once a day. But I'm like, I think I need to start doing it twice a day.
Yeah, because now, you know, it's drilling time, baby.
I was actually like, maybe I can just get it pulled out. He did mention that. But I'm like, last time I had my wisdom tooth pulled out, it was the most traumatic experience of my life.
Yeah, it's not something you really want to go
through.
It's
like a ring spanner. I was like, all right, let's get the right size ring spanner around it and just do up and down, up and down. Yeah. I'm like, this tooth does not want to come out. And then the noise, not to put anything away from just going to the dentist today. But
or anyone who's having their breakfast.
Yeah, cover your ears on this bit. But it sounded like when it was, it sounded like someone was just slowly cracking like a branch.
Delightful.
I'm like, oh. And then it didn't want to come out. He was But the point was just about sitting in my chest, just like, I'm like, oh, I don't know if I want to do that again. So, but as a job though, I know they get paid fairly well and everything, and you know, like, but every day having to deal with someone's mank mouth. And then the lies as well. Like, I lie every time I go there. You know, there's just like...
What are the lies you're telling the dentist?
Lies I tell, well, they say, how many times you brush teeth? I admit the truth on that. I say, once a day, electric toothbrush. And he's like, what about flossing? I'm like, oh, not as much as I should. I'm like, I haven't flossed since the last time I was at the dentist.
Oh, really?
No. I've got the little hacksaw things at home, but... It just never sort of happens.
So, oh, no. They're
looking at you.
I'm even thinking of getting one of those water pick things.
Yeah, I know.
They're pretty good. Like I reckon they're better than flossing.
Yeah, I might try
get onto
like
that.
Yeah. So, yeah, every day they've got to deal with people's mank breath, the lies straight to their face. You can sort of just tell they're looking and just going, everyone just lies to me all day and tells me they've been brushing their teeth. Mm. You can tell they haven't. They can spot it from a mile away. One of the jobs I wouldn't like to ever do. You know, having to deal with people's bad breath and, like, you know, spitting.
Dentistry, sure.
Yeah. Not that I ever consider it, because I would never be that talented enough to even pursue a career in dentistry, but not for me.
I think anything fecal-related for me.
That's a weird job.
I would not want to be someone that
Kenny
performs,
from the documentaries, you know.
Yeah, port-a-loos, yeah. Colonic irrigations, septic tank cleaning and maintenance. None of those jobs appeal to me. You could not pay me enough money to get involved with those. Full respect to anybody who does that.
Well done.
For a living. But 1-300-92-1250. Kelly and Toothdales giving us a call. Good morning, Kelly. What's the one job that they couldn't pay you enough money to do? What is it?
A podiatrist.
Oh, working feet. With feet. Yeah.
It's a special someone that
can do that. It's up there with proctologist. I agree.
Or even a beautician, like where they do pedicures, like.
Do you want us to hide your identity? Because I know when you mention you hate something like feet, the amount of people that would tag you on horrible feet photos on Facebook is probably just going to be on the rise now.
Yeah, might be a good idea.
Are you that way with feet that you don't even like touching your own feet? Are you that way inclined? Or
I'm not too bad with my own, but yeah, anybody else is like, no, get them away from me.
So you see those anti-fungal ads on TV and you just go, ugh.
Yeah.
Horror movie.
Yeah, there's that show on TV, My Feet Are Killing Me.
Oh,
that's disturbing.
Curled over toenails.
Stuff of nightmares for Kelly.
Yeah.
Hammer and chisel.
Yeah, I turned it off.
Oh, geez.
Fair enough, Kelly. Yeah. All right, well, looks like you're not going back to uni to study podiatry anytime soon.
No, you can keep your toe jammed to yourself.
That's fair enough. Thanks for the chat, Kelly.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
I remember there was an ad in about 2005 that was floating around for probably about a year or so where there was a family enjoying a picnic and it was about foot fungus underneath the nail. And all of a sudden they're enjoying the picnic and then they all just look down at the dad's foot and there's just a big magnifying glass over it with like a discoloration of the nail.
No, thanks. Kelly, they'd have to put black bars across the feet they do when someone's nude on television.
Yeah, I made the mistake of trying to find that old commercial and just getting to see some manky toenails in the process. So,
foot fetish or something? You turn into Quentin Tarantino overnight or something. What's going on? That's disgusting.
Other people have plenty of comments on our Power FM Big Bay Facebook page. There's a few other people that say, podiatrist is one of them. Coralie and Wendy say a public toilet cleaner.
Yeah, again, much respect to anyone who's cleaning the public toilets. It's a tough job.
Yeah, I like Mel's comment, though, a nun. It's like, Whoopi Goldberg made it look pretty fun, though.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
A bit of a sting for mortgage holders yesterday with the announcement from the Reserve Bank of Australia that the interest rate, the official interest rate, was going to go up 0.5% or 50 basis points.
What does that even mean?
Give it to us in basis points. We don't care about that. RBA Governor Philip Lowe, he's the guy. He's like the Punxsutawney Phil, the groundhog. Instead of coming out and getting scared by his own shadow and six more weeks of winter, if he comes out, it usually means interest rate hike. It's probably like six more years of paying off your home loan. That's what it means when he comes out.
So ironic, his last name's Lowe as well.
Yeah, I know.
That's just a slap in
the
face.
A bit of a sting. Of course, the news outlets are all over it now. I'm surprised Ladbrokes and
what? You probably
can
in the
UK. And all them can place bets on whether or not the RBA will lift the official rate. But yesterday, I love this guy. He was like, they went live to him and he was like trying to pad just waiting for the announcement from the RBA. He's scrolling frantically through his phone, and you can hear the bit where he gets the official news.
The people out there are going to have to be paying. Yes, it's 50 basis points extra today, taking the cash rate to 1.85%. As you say, that is the fourth hike in a row.
Yeah, it is the fourth hike in a row. They're trying to sort of stamp down inflation. But, you know, with the rising cost of everything else, electricity, petrol, food, and it's just, it's really hard for people, you know, families with home loans and, you know, understandably, you know, it's not good news. No one wants to deliver it. But can you just do something to make it at least entertaining?
Yeah, I know. Like making a big event or something.
Something.
You know?
Do you know what I mean? We've got all these other game shows that we've had on television over the years. Maybe turn the monthly announcement about the interest rate into a game show format.
What, like Wheel of Fortune?
I was thinking more like, you know, Price is Right. When we get to the start of next month, the RBA Governor Philip Lowe could come out, you know, it's like...
Now, here's everybody's favourite host, Larry Ender!
I mean, he is everybody's favourite host now. Yeah, you know, Andrew O'Keefe was all right for a while, but we don't talk about him anymore. Mm. But they could get Larry Ender maybe to make the announcement instead of... You know,
he's pretty charismatic.
He is definitely more charismatic than the guys, you know, the suits at the RBA. And then you could just get regular punters, invite them to the announcement, and then go, all right, we've just lifted the official interest rate by half a percentage point.
Yeah.
How much extra on your home loan in interest do you think you're going to be paying for the next 20 years?
$55,537.
Higher.
$55,538.
Yep, that'll do it.
That's it. You don't win anything because we're all losers when it comes to the interest rates going up. So.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.